Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. This is John Kuzma from EndZoneBlog.com's Across the Middle Show. We're going to be talking a little bit about Brian Flores and the Miami Dolphins. They just hired him as their new head coach. We'll also talk about Zach Taylor and why he's going to be joining the Cincinnati Bengals as their new coach, and why the biggest improvement should come on the offensive side of the ball. So let's actually stick with Cincinnati. You know, they get former Rams coach, quarterback coach, Zach Taylor. And this is basically what I have to say about that. You know, things are going to be completely different in Cincinnati after Marvin Lewis was let go this offseason. Lewis had been with the team since 2003, and it's hard to imagine the Bengals without him roaming the sidelines. However, this is an opportunity for the Cincinnati to turn the page on the last 16 years and get a fresh new start in terms of leadership. That's where former Rams quarterback coach Zach Taylor comes into the picture. Taylor was actually a pretty good quarterback at the University of Nebraska, and he also spent time with the Miami Dolphins staff. This guy is often praised for improving Ryan Tannehill and Jared Goff, so he hangs his hat on stellar QB play. There's even been some rumors that Taylor might try to acquire Tannehill and trade away Andy Dalton. Obviously, shaking things up will probably be a good thing for this organization because their best days are in the rearview mirror. By bringing in a whole new cast of players, it can help change the nucleus and give the Bengals a new identity. The idea is they'll be scoring more points than they have in the past, and Taylor also has to improve the team's discipline. Lewis struggled to reel in Vontaze Burfict and Adam Jones when he was on their roster. Those problems have to be fixed, and then it'll be up to the offensive guru, Taylor, to work his magic. You know, A.J. Green and Tyler Boyd are good enough receivers to execute a legitimate passing attack. Joe Mixon is a good running back, too, so there's some pieces there. It's all about figuring out what they're going to do at the quarterback position, and they also have to add a couple of free agents or draft picks on the offensive line. This isn't a barren wasteland, though. The Bengals can be rehabbed into a contender. Zach Taylor just has to make the right tweaks and build up a positive culture. So Zach Taylor played quarterback at Nebraska, was actually pretty good there. Put up some decent numbers. I think like 28 touchdowns he threw in his final year at Nebraska. Then, you know, he's at Texas A&M as a grad assistant while Ryan Tannehill was there. Then he goes to Miami Dolphins and works as a quarterback coach. And, you know, he served briefly as the offensive coordinator. Ryan Tannehill was there too. Then Zach Taylor goes to the Los Angeles Rams as a quarterback coach on Sean McVay's staff. So he worked closely with McVay. We know what a great offensive mind he is, you know, excluding that Super Bowl performance. But there was two stops at Texas A&M and Miami that Zach Taylor worked with Ryan Tannehill. So that's kind of his guy, so to say. And there's been a lot of rumors that Zach Taylor is going to bring Ryan Tannehill to Cincinnati and trade Andy Dalton. Of course, we've been hearing that Ryan Tannehill is going to be cut by the Miami Dolphins. So Zach Taylor might be able to sign Ryan Tannehill for nothing and then trade Andy Dalton for some picks or a player, whatever they need. I think that's big because what Ryan Tannehill really needs is somebody that's going to believe in him. He needs someone, as far as a coach goes, that's going to support him and build up his confidence. And, you know, Zach Taylor, as a first-year coach, needs a quarterback who's going to buy into his system. So just based off their time together at Texas A&M and Miami, it makes sense that Ryan Tannehill would be the Bengals' next quarterback. Now, to me, I don't think Ryan Tannehill is an upgrade over Andy Dalton. I think Andy Dalton's better than Ryan Tannehill. But, you know, changing things up and getting some new players in there and just kind of getting a fresh start. I think that's going to be good for that team. Now, they're not that far away from being a contender. They had a good start to the season. I think they were actually like 4-1 at one point. 4 wins, 1 loss. But Andy Dalton went down. A.J. Green went down. And when those two guys go down, you know, Cincinnati doesn't have a chance. So if, you know, Andy Dalton and A.J. Green stay healthy, Marvin Lewis still might be the coach. But, you know, they get hurt. Now Zach Taylor came in. He's expected to run this team. And, you know, we'll see. We'll see if he makes the most of it, if he can improve this team like we think he can. Obviously, like I said, the biggest improvement will probably come on the offensive side of the ball. That's his specialty. As a former player who's had some success, you would think that he knows some concepts and some plays that should be able to help the Bengals put some points on the board. Like I said, Marvin Lewis has been there for like 16 years. I think Marvin Lewis is a good coach, and that's why he took Cincinnati to the playoffs all those times. But it's exciting to see something new, because maybe they can do better with someone else, or maybe we'll see how valuable Lewis was, and it's just really hard to win in Cincinnati. The next topic we have is Brian Flores. You know, Brian Flores, very interesting situation. He, you know, he's coming off a Super Bowl victory where the New England Patriots just completely shut down Sean McVay and the high-flying Rams offense. But you have to ask yourself, how much of that was Bill Belichick, and did Flores have any significant contributions to that win? Even though Bill Belichick is the head coach, he is a defensive-minded guy, and he has the final say on the Patriots' game plan. So, you know, with Belichick's hands all over that victory, was Flores really, contributing and having an impact? Or was it Belichick, you know, pulling all the strings and, you know, Flores was just along for the ride? Now, if there's any good news about that whole situation, being on, you know, the greatest coach ever staff is going to be huge for Flores, and that's going to give him a leg up over a lot of the other coaches just to begin with, because he's learning how to prepare from Bill Belichick, and we all know just how good he is at getting his guys ready to play, implementing a game plan, and ultimately executing at a level that we've never seen before in the National Football League. So Flores, he's going to have an understanding of how to lay a foundation, how to run a practice as far as a tight schedule goes. You actually script your practices and you try to limit downtime and just keep the practice up tempo and keep the guys moving from stations and, you know, et cetera. So I think he's going to be good from a discipline standpoint. The other thing we know that what Flores is going to do is he's a defensive-minded guy. You know, that's his expertise and, you know, where his strengths lie. So you can pretty much expect the Dolphins to run a system similar to what New England does. You know, based off what we know, that will probably be a 3-4 scheme. When you look at who the Dolphins have, they're losing Cameron Wake to free agency, and I think he's probably the best 3-4 outside linebacker they have. I know he's getting a little bit older, but if you could get him back for the minimum, that's one option that they could use as a pass rusher in that 3-4 defense, because those outside linebackers are just fundamental to success in that particular scheme. Another option would be going and getting Trey Flowers. You know, Trey Flowers was in New England this past year, had a great year one of the top pass rushers on the market. If Flores could bring Trey Flowers with him down to Miami, that would be a good start to this new regime and this new era of Dolphins football. I don't think you can really stop there, though. If they could get Clay Matthews, too, if you get Trey Flowers and Clay Matthews as your outside backers, suddenly you have a chance to compete in the AFC East. Maybe, though, you don't go that route. Maybe you go like Montez Sweat out of Mississippi State. And then you go someone like Clay Matthews and Sweet. Clay Matthews and Sweet out of Mississippi State. That's a little bit cheaper because Flowers, you know, he's one of the top pass rushers in free agency. I'd say Frank Clark's the top guy. Trey Flowers is probably the second guy. Well, Frank Clark doesn't fit their scheme, so Trey Flowers fits the Dolphins' scheme. He was in New England with Flores. But if you don't want to go him and you draft that rookie out of Mississippi State and then you sign Clay Matthews, that's a much more affordable option. And then you save cap space to build the other positions on your team. That could be a better option for them. It's really what they prefer to do. I actually like that affordable option just because Clay Matthews getting a little bit older. You can get him cheaper opposed to Flowers. You know, he's going to cash in free agency. And maybe, you know, Miami wants to go with, a system kind of as far as personnel goes, like New England, where it's a more team-based approach opposed to just signing the best free agent available, which is a lot more pricey. So just a lot going on. Two big changes. Did they get better? We'll see. You know, Marvin Lewis is a pretty good coach. Adam Gase, not terrible, but we'll see if, you know, Zach Taylor and Brian Flores can, you know, improve those teams or if they take a step back. You never know how things are going to pan out. A lot of it has to do with players. You know, everybody likes to say this coach is good or bad based on the results on the field. But a lot of times it's those players making plays. You know, Vic Fangio gets the job in Denver. If Chicago didn't draft Roquan Smith and then trade for Khalil Mack, does Vic Fangio get that job in Denver? Do we look at him as such a great defensive coordinator if he doesn't get that personnel that makes him look like a genius? That's one of the things you have to keep an eye on. You know, you have to scratch beneath the surface a little bit and really see if it's the guy pulling the strings at the top. Like with Belichick, we know it's Belichick that is making it happen. With Brian Flores, even though he won four Super Bowls with the New England Patriots, you know, Belichick was really the reason they were getting it done, and he was just a sidekick to all that. So we'll see if he can end up being the guy Miami thinks he is. We know New England hasn't had a great track record of coaches that went on to have success. Bill O'Brien's having some success in Houston, but not a lot of guys had a ton of success after leaving Bill Belichick. Not impossible, though. Brian Flores is hoping to be an exception to all that, and we'll see. Zach Taylor, does he end up being that offensive genius, a chip off Sean McVay that can help the Bengals get the most out of the guys they have, you know, A.J. Green, Tyler Boyd, Joe Mixon, or is Marvin Lewis a guy that is going to end up being overlooked and underappreciated? Those are the things we're going to find out next season. We have a long off season until then. but we do know one thing, the Dolphins and the Bengals will have new leadership in 2019. I'm John Kuzma. Thanks for listening. I'm signing off. Check out endzoneblog.com. Have a great day.